The Gemara in the bottom of Daf Yudalim Beis has a special drasha to teach us that women are muzer in the lavim of kuna. So in other words, just like a kayin is muzer, he's not allowed to marry a zayna. Who adin, a zayna is not allowed to marry a kayin. She has an iser as well. We darshan it from the word la yikachu, that includes the isha and the lav as well. In fact, the Gemara kasha, why do we need a special pasuk for this? Typically, we have a klal from Rabbi Marav that hishva kasav isha lishachol anshin shabatayra. We have a drasha that women and men are equal. Lagabi all of Eir Shabbatayr. Lagabi all Anshim Shabbatayr. So if a kain can't marry a zana, who then a zana can't marry a kain? Why do I need a special lav on the isha? And my answer is that if I only had that pasuk of Hishva Kas of Isha Lish, I would think that's only by lav of Shava Bakol, a lav that applies to everyone. But lav Shena Shava Bakol, I would think maybe not. And lav and Dakuna are not Shava Bakol. They're not Noig B'Yisrael. And therefore, I would think that maybe this klal would not apply to women. And that's why I need a special reviv Loikachu to tell me that a isha whose apsula is muzer not to marry a kayin, and therefore we need these two drashas. In fact, the Rishonim of Irakasha, they say, still, akata yitzarchi, and l'chai, I don't need any of these drashas. Even if I did not have the drasha of lo'ikacha, I would still know that a grusha can't marry a kayin. Why? Because the lav lifnei iver, there's lav lifnei iver, and if a kayin can't marry a grusha, because of his issus, I'll figure it out on my own. The hudin and grusha can't marry a kayin, because if she does marry the kayin, she's going to be over in the lav of lifnei iver, and for that reason, it would be also for her to marry the kayin. So the Rishonim give a different Tirusim. The Ritva answers like this. He says, "V'yishlam redim mishum hahu came and shenu miyuchad l'isus zev v'lav kailahu b'chol mitzvah satar v'ainu like alav." You wouldn't be like it. Zakhtar Ritva, if I only had lifnei iver, so yes, I would know that the isha is not allowed a grusha can't marry a kain, but she wouldn't get makas with that because that's a lav shabaklalis. It's a lav which is kol all isurim shabatayra. We have a klal that anytime a lav is not set on one specific isur, but it's really set on many isurim, it's set on kol tarkula, and that's called a lav shabaklalis, and you're not like on a lav shabaklalis, so therefore she would not be getting makas as lifnei iver. Therefore, I need this new lav of laikachu to teach me that the isha gets malchus. That's the teretz of the Ritva. Now, l'chai, this teretz of the Ritva is tamuah, very difficult to understand. What does it mean that the lav of lifnei iver is a lav shebeklalos? L'chai, lifnei iver is not a lav shebeklalos at all. Lav shebeklalos means that you have a mitzvah in the Torah. The Torah says a general azhar, and it's really being kailo kaltar kula. So, l'mashal, if the pasuk says of v'chol asher amati lechem tishamero, you have to keep all the mitzvahs. That's a lav shebeklalos. It's a general azhar. The Torah is saying, I want you to be careful not to be over any iser. The Torah says, u'shmartem. And Sishma and Lasais, these are generally Surim Kol, everything that's a lav shebeklalos. But Lifnei Iver, Lechayr, is not a lav shebeklalos. It's one lav. The lav is, don't be machshel your friend in an Isser. Don't cause your friend to do an Isser. It happens to be, there are many different ways in which we could cause an Isser to be done. There's 613 different mitzvahs in the Surim that I could choose to be the Hechi Timtza for the Hachshal of my friend. But those are just Hechi Timtza. Those are just ways for me to be around this one lav of don't be machshel your friend. But it's not, that doesn't turn it into a lav shebeklalos. It's not being mazirus not to do all the Isurim Shabbatayra, it's one lav, don't be machshel your chaver. It happens to be there's many different ways to be machshel someone, but that lechayr is not a lav shebeklalos. It's if lamasha on Yom Kippur, you're going to say the Yom Kippur is a lav shebeklalos because there's many, many different types of food that you can't eat. You can't eat this food, you can't eat that food, you can't eat that food, and therefore Yom Kippur is a lav shebeklalos. So why do we don't say that? It's one lav, you have to be mona, you can't eat on Yom Kippur. It happens to be there's many different things you could eat that could cause there to be a bitul aini. That's just a chitimtza, how to be ever in the lav. But it's not being kailo more than one iser, it's considered one iser. So the chay lifnever also is one iser, it's not a lav shebeklalos, it's sarachi. And what does Ritva mean that lifnever is a lav shebeklalos? And I was thinking to answer this apiya chakir that the Achronim have, and Rabbi Yafin and his Haggai on the Ritva says a similar thing. This chakir is said l'mashal by the Panovich Rav. It's printed in the Sefer Zikaron Shem Eilam and other Achronim as well. Very said to take a chakir in the lav of lifnei iver. What is exactly the kavanah satar in the lav of lifnei iver? Is it tibshat that it's a general iser that Tari is saying do not cause your friend to be nechshol in an iser? It's one lav adding on to all the other lav and saying make sure your friend is not nechshol in any iserim. Maybe the pshat is no. Maybe it's not a general lav saying not to be machshel your friend, but the pshat is it becomes a chelik of kol lav becomes a chelik of every yisr. The Torah is mechadish that just like I'm not allowed to do a lav, just like I'm not allowed to eat chazer, who adin, I can't cause my friend to eat chazer as well. And if I cause my friend to eat chazer, I'm being over an isr chazer. It's a shtickel isr chazer. It's a mixus of isr chazer. I'm being over the isr chazer in a certain degree because I'm causing him to be over in the Isser Chazer. So it's not a separate lav on all the different mitzvahs of Shabbat Torah, but it really becomes a chelik of kol lav, that the Isser of Chazer is mechayev me not to cause my friend to be over in the Isser of Chazer. And one nafkamina that Achronim say would be the following case. There's a machlokes rishonim l'gabi the din of Yehar Gval Yavar. If what is the din of Yehar Gval Yavar l'gabi lifnei iver? Right? So Avodah Zarah is Yehar Gval Yavar. Let's say you're not doing Avodah Zarah, but you're being machshel someone else in Avodah Zarah. So you're doing lifnei iver Avodah Zarah. Would there be a din Yehar Gval Yavar in that or not? So it's a machlokes Ramban and Balmar, the end of the eighth parak of Sanhedrin. So what's the machlokes if you say Yahar Vayavar and Lifneiver and not? So their masmer, it's telling this chakira. If the pshat and Lifneiver is that it's a general iser, don't be machshel your friend in Isurim. So when I machshel someone in Avodah Zarah, I'm not being Ivan Avodah Zarah, I'm being Ivan Lifneiver. It's nothing to do with the lav of Avodah Zarah, there would not be a din Yahar Vayavar. But if the pshat is the Lifneiver is Mechadish, if that becomes a chelik of the lav of Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah says, don't be Ivan Avodah Zarah and don't be machshel someone in Avodah Zarah. When I machshel someone, it's a Avodah Zarah dik a lav. Immediately you could hear that there would be a din of Yahar Vayavar on the lav of Lifneiver of Avodah Zarah. So, Al-Kopanim, I think you could say in the Ritva that Lachartz Mavur from the Ritva, like the second Sad, the Lifneiver is not just a general Isser, don't be machshel your friend in any Isser, but it becomes a chelik of Kol Isser v'Isser. Lifneiver is saying, don't be machshel someone in Chazen, don't be machshel someone in Avodah Zarah, don't be machshel someone in Isser Shabbos. It becomes a chelik of Kol Lav Lav, and we made it, that's Mamash Lav Shabbat. It's as if the Torah said a new Lav. To be careful not to be machshel someone in all these different laven. It's speaking specifically to the all these laven, therefore it's considered a lav shebeklalus. Another nafkamina to this chakir would be the following case. Rabbi Kiveger, in the beginning of Masechet Shabbos, says that even though there's a din that a mumr to mimchal Shabbos is mumr l'chad or kula, but that would not apply to the lav of lifne'iver of Hilcha Shabbos. Let's say you're being machshel someone in Yisur Shabbos, and you do it before Hesia, you do not become a mumr l'chal Torah Kula, you're not considered mechal Shabbos before Hesia, because you weren't mechal, you weren't over on the lav of Shabbos, you're over on a stam, a lav greater, a lav balma of lifne'iver, you weren't over on the lav of Shabbos. That's what Bikivegar says in the beginning of Masechet Shabbos, in his Taisus on the Mishnais. Now l'chara, that would be telling this chakira. If you hold it to a general lav, not to be machshel someone be surim, so it's nothing to do with Shabbos, and Avada, you would not become a mumr l'chal Torah Kula. But if you hold it becomes a chelik of the Isser, if it's mamash a chelik of this, you'd be machshel him in. So when you be machshel someone in Isser Shabbos, that's a Shabbosic Isser, it's not a lav ba'alma, and there would be a makam to say that maybe you would become a mumr l'chal Torah Kula. So Lefi the Ritva over here, maybe there'd be makam to say that one does become a mumr l'chal Torah Kula if he's being machshel someone in the lav Isser Shabbos, and who had then Lefi the Rishonim and Sanhedrin that hold it would be a din Yahar Vayavar, l'chor you would become a mumr l'chor Torah Kula. So perhaps what Rabbi Kiveger is saying over there would be tali on this machlekes Rishonim.